Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for you. Have you ever noticed that no matter how much time you have, if your energy is drained, you just can't show up fully? Well, if that's you, you've come to the right place, because today we're going to be talking about energy is the new currency. And it is, because everything is energy. And, you know, I think people are beginning to resonate with that and see that in their lives. You know, we've been, you know, in our society, we focus so much on managing our time, our calendars, our to-do lists. But the real secret to thriving isn't time management. It's really energy management. So energy is the new currency, and how you invest it determines the quality of your health, your relationships, your success, and even your happiness. So, you know, and I've got allergies today because it's change of season. So don't mind me. My eyes are scratchy. So the shift from time to energy as currency, let's just talk about that a little bit. We've been trained to believe that managing our time is the ultimate productivity tool. But time is limited. You know, we have only 24 hours a day, and energy, however, is renewable. It can fluctuate depending on how we care for our body, mind, and spirit. And I got an itchy eye. Okay. There we go. And when you learn to manage energy instead of obsessing over time, you start to experience more flow, creativity, and fulfillment. So I just want you to ask yourself this. Am I tired because I don't have enough time? Or am I tired because I haven't managed my energy well? Two different concepts. So we know that since everything is energy, and, you know, if you have any doubt about that, look at quantum physics, because everything is energy. What you're witnessing, you have the video on, is a person and their office. That's me, and this is my office. And everything in this office, inclusive of myself, is energy. We're just a denser form of energy and frequency. So if you were to put us and every item in here under a high-powered microscope, you would see that it was vibrating, and that is energy. So the things that we cannot see are like time. Well, we could, I guess, if you have a clock, but time and calendars and stuff like that, those are denser forms of energy. But our thoughts, our beliefs, and everything else that we cannot tangibly see or maybe even feel is energy as well. It's like radio waves. I love this example, and I'm going to give this. We've all had these experiences where we think about somebody and we haven't probably seen them, maybe thousands of miles away. You think about them, and the next thing you know, you hear from them. You either get a phone call or an email or a text. That's an example of how energy works in the frequency and the vibration. It's very quick. Even though you cannot see it, it's still there, and it's very measurable. So energy deposits versus energy withdrawals. Just imagine thinking about energy like a bank account. When we are making deposits, okay, we are Having nourishing meals, maybe sleeping, maybe even meditating, or doing some type of movement, spending time in nature, having aligned conversations, and anything creative that you do. Thank you for letting me know. Better? Thank you, Danielle. Let's see. So, like I was saying, those are the deposits. It's like going to your bank and making a deposit into your account. These are things that are going to help you with, making a deposit so you have, I want to say, a balance in there. So when you are doing withdrawals, you could look at it from that perspective. Are you gossiping? Are you in a toxic environment? Maybe you're ignoring your intuition, or maybe you're overcommitting, like you have too many things on your plate and you keep taking on more and more. Maybe afraid to say no, or having the illusion that you can handle it all when in reality you can't. Maybe it's multitasking without really paying attention to details, or it could even be unresolved emotional baggage. And yet, we all have that in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes it's really hidden deep in the crevices, and other times it's very superficial, and it's there for us to work through, especially if we're getting triggered. It's right there in your face because the trigger is never really the issue. It goes deeper than that. And that's for another conversation and time. So, also, another way we withdraw is just, not being present and being there for ourselves. It's like putting yourself on autopilot and thinking, oh, whatever, I'll just take care of this later or whatever. No, it's not really making a conscious effort of putting yourself first. So just remember, every decision you make either enriches your energetic wealth or drains your soul account. So what are you doing and what are you putting into your depositing into your energy account? Okay. Are you making more deposits than withdrawals, or maybe you're making more withdrawals than deposits? It's about really maintaining some type of balance, but making sure that you're living from the overflow of the deposits, not the withdrawals. So another thing is recognizing energy leaks. And, when we think about leaks, it's like there's like a hole in a bucket, maybe, or a rip in a piece of cloth. That's probably, if you look at a cloth or a garment as something that's protecting your energy field, and maybe you have torn it, there might be the energy leaking through there. Or if you have a hole in the bucket, it's like it's draining. The bucket is never going to be full because that gap or hole in the bucket or that tear in your garment is still there. So it's about repairing those holes and those rips in your garment so that your energy could be in one spot. So energy leaks can also appear as saying yes when you really want to say no, or maybe staying in a toxic relationship or work environment. Where you really want no, you want out, but you just stay because you're either not feeling positive about yourself or you fear the future of not having it or whatever. And these things are really resentment placeholders, okay? It's like over time you start resenting those situations that you're saying yes to that you meant to say no, or staying in relationships. It's like we are trying to keep things at bay at the cost of our own energy. which is really not a good thing to do. So some other things to remember in regards to this is like holding on to resentment, you know, ruminating thoughts. It's like those thoughts that are constantly going, you know, in our head that we kind of think about. I call it stinking thinking. It's usually not so positive, but it also drains you and brings you down. Another thing is, you know, some people like to constantly look at social media, and there's a lot of not so positive things on social media, a lot of energy drains. Like I call, you know, some people call it doom scrolling on social media. It's like you're constantly looking at that external stimulation, you know, in the guise of, well, I just want to stay abreast of what's kind of happening in the world. Well, you know, sometimes when we try to stay abreast of that, you get sucked in and you are being triggered and it's actually draining your energy. So I invite you to just put that away just for a couple hours at a time and just, you know, distract yourself by going outside in nature and just, you know, seeing what's happening right here present in the present moment. Because that's an external, I'm going to say it's a way to get you sucked out of your own certainty by you externalizing everything that's, you know, it's pulling your energy to the external instead of really conserving your energy and bringing it more towards the inside of you. And the other thing that is another energy leak is perfectionism. And I know I've done a couple of episodes on being perfect, recovering perfectionist here. And that drains you to no end. So I just really invite you to make an inventory in your life. Where are you saying yes, when you really want to say no? Are you maybe staying in relationships or friendships that have long been outdated for you energetically, that are no longer in alignment? And, you know, we always think that, you know, we have to be nice and, you know, no, not necessarily so. If people are like draining your energy, it's up to you to set a boundary. You know, you don't have to be a doormat and allow it to continue. You're in charge here. It also just, you know, take a little break from social media. And, you know, what I'm going to say too is like some of these leaks manifest physically as fatigue, chronic stress, burnout, or just the nagging sense of being off. We've all had those feelings before. And sometimes what you may need to do is just remove yourself from those situations. Maybe just for a short period of time to see if there's a difference. And if there is, maybe it's something you need to dwell in deeper and maybe make a permanent change of that. Because it's all about us, and it's about us being the best possible version of ourselves. And when you have too many, just imagine an octopus with tentacles and you're like stretching out all over the place and you have your tentacle in every different pot that you could imagine. It's gonna zap your energy and suck you dry. So where are you consciously putting your energy where you can make that shift to change it to something more aligned with who you are and how you're going to conserve and build your inner frequency to the best version of who you are. So awareness is the key. When you identify where your energy is leaking, you could patch the holes and redirect your vitality. So we're going to our first break right now, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about energy is the new currency. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today, we're talking about energy is a new currency. And if, you know, this topic has sparked something within you, I invite you to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or YouTube. By leaving a review or a comment, you not only support the show, but also help others who are searching for guidance and inspiration find these conversations. Your engagement helps us spread the message to more people who are ready to awaken, reclaim their energy, and live alignment with their truth. So take a moment now, subscribe, review, and share with a friend who can benefit from remembering that energy truly is the new currency. So before break, we were talking about what drains your energy, what deposits you make, and what withdrawals you make, just like a bank account. And we are going to head into reclaiming energetic sovereignty. So, you know, what does sovereignty really mean? What it means is you are the CEO of your own energy, and no one else gets to decide where it goes. Sovereignty is our birthright. It is, we are born with that. Every human has that. Somehow we have forgotten about that, or we never were taught about that, or society kind of has dummied it down and tried to control us. But whatever, you know, the external is, it's about time that we all step into our own power and really man up on our energy and step into that energetic aspect of who we are. Some practices to reclaim sovereignty are setting clear energetic boundaries and honoring them. It's really about learning how to say no and mean it, not saying yes and wish you said no. It's really, you know, no is a response. It's two letters. And you don't have to justify or explain to people. And I think we have been taught that we have to justify everything that we do. It's almost like justifying your existence. You're a sovereign being. You don't need to explain yourself to anybody. And if people need to know that, that's on them. I'm not really sure that it's really any of their business, okay? Another important thing to reclaim your sovereignty is to ground yourself daily with breath or just a simple pause. And I know for some people, a simple pause may seem like an eternity, but it's not. And sometimes when you just stop yourself and pause, you get to experience your ground zero, okay? Instead of being in your head. I feel like when you ground yourself with your breath and even take a pause, it's like you're anchoring yourself back into your physical body. When you're in your physical body, you're in the present moment. You're right here, right now. And you could tell when you're not, you'll pop out into your head, start thinking about something, worrying about something, or trying to figure something out. That's a clue right there that you have gone from being right here, right now, to living in the past or living in the future. Okay. I have a guided meditation that I offer on my website. It's called, it's free. If you go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, it's going to be a pop-up. And when you sign up for that, you also are part of my newsletter. But it's a guided meditation to be in the present moment. And it's about a 5-minute meditation, and you will really feel what it feels like to be in the present moment if you have any doubt of what that's like or never had any experience with that. So ground yourself daily with breath or a simple pause, and then surround yourself with uplifting people and environments. Now, we all are, you know, we probably work, we have family, we have friends, and it's always important to surround yourself with the energy that we are, because sometimes we may be surrounded with toxic environments or, you know, family members that are, you wouldn't choose to be your friends. You know, that's just how it rolls sometimes. And it's important for us to determine what is toxic for ourselves and what is not. Because one person's toxicity may be somebody else's normal. So it's an individualized thing, and you have to really check in with self to determine, is this person uplifting me or is this person draining me? Is this environment fun to work in or is it just a toxic waste dump? So, you know, a lot of it is how you show up too, okay? So if you are having issues with either relationships or even the environment that you're working in, you know, hold up the mirror to yourself too, because maybe there's something in you that's creating that outside. So it's a twofold lesson, okay? And you could shift that. You know, you could decide that you're going to have fun when you go to work every day. You set an intention. And I do that when I have to go in the hospital to, you know, assist in surgery or to, you know, do a shift or whatever. It's just like, I always set the intention, I'm going to have a fun day. And I usually do. And it's really fun because when you have other people that you're surrounded with, that they're happy to see you and they love working with you and stuff like that, because we make it fun and we just have a good time. We laugh and we, you know, just have a good time. And that's what it's really all about. So another thing to reclaim your sovereignty is to choose presence over busyness. Okay. How often in our society we've been programmed that in order to be, quote, a valid member of society, you have to be busy and moving all the time, like doing something. And that is the biggest fallacy ever. And it is a way of disconnecting from yourself and thinking that you need to prove yourself to somebody. Did you ever think that maybe sitting on the couch doing nothing for a couple hours is okay, because if you're fully present doing what you're doing, like a mindful activity, and a mindful activity could be anything as simple as reading a book, and it's an activity where maybe you lose all sense of time and place, and hours go by and it feels like 10 or 15 minutes. That is a mindful activity. That's like being fully present. So it could be anything creative. It could be, you know, reading a book. It could be even doing jigsaw puzzles, or, you know, doing some type of puzzle, or, you know, brain puzzle or whatever. Those are being fully present. It's not busyness, but it's slowing you down so you could recharge. When you become intentional, you shift from being reactive to being a powerful creator of your own energetic reality. And being intentional is about being aware. When you are aware, you have more choices and power. You could choose to be reactive, or you could choose to respond. I personally like to respond instead of reacting, because I want to take in what's happening and just observe and be a witness, versus trying to align with the, you know, poking the sleeping bear type of thing and being reactive. You know, when you're aware, you can make more informed and better choices that are aligned with where you want to go with your energetic reality. And, you know, we need to talk about abundance too, because abundance is energy. Prosperity is energy. And I feel that so many people are so focused on prosperity and abundance that they miss the point that it's an energy. True abundance isn't about how much money you have or how many tasks you check off. It's about how full, vibrant, and alive you feel inside. And just let that sink in. Abundance isn't how much money you have or how many tasks you check off. It's about how full, vibrant, and alive you feel inside. When your energy is aligned, you naturally attract more supportive people, opportunities, and synchronicities. It's like who you are attracts what you're receiving. So where are you with your energy? Are you high vibrating? How is your deposits going into your energy bank account? Are you putting in lots of deposits, or are you draining it with a lot of withdrawals? Energy-rich living creates a sense of inner peace, clarity, and fulfillment. And that's really the true definition of true wealth. Inner peace, clarity, and fulfillment. It's a frequency. It's an energy. And it's really there for us. We just have to choose what you want to create, how you want to be. It starts with us first. It doesn't start with something outside of ourselves. Well, you know, maybe we get, you know, bedazzled by something, but in essence, energy is the new currency. So we're heading off to our next break, and you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to go into a guided meditation when we come back, and so I invite you to stay tuned. We'll see you next episode.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I just want to say, if anything that I said today resonates with you, congratulations. I feel that this is such an important aspect that we haven't really addressed before, because everything is energy. And when we have the education and some ideas of how to put it all together, it's really a cool thing. And what I always like to do on my show is put together a meditation for my listening audience so they get to have an experiential process. That means that they get to actually have an experience of what that might feel like for themselves. Because it's one thing to learn about information, but to put it into practice is another thing. And this is my hopes in order for my listeners to gain that perspective of having that experience. So we're going to segment into what I call energy as a new frequency guided meditation. So I invite you all to just take a comfortable seat or just lie down. And when you're ready, just gently close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, feeling your lungs expand, and hold it for a moment. And then slowly exhale through your mouth, releasing any tension. And just allow your body to soften into the present moment. And so bring your awareness to the crown of your head. And just imagine a gold stream of light flowing down into your body. Pure, radiant energy. And just feel this light move down into your forehead, melting away worry, into your throat, clearing your voice and truth, into your shoulders, releasing burdens you've carried, and just allow it to flow into your arms, chest, and heart, expanding warmth and vitality. And allow it to flow down into your abdomen, hips, legs, and feet, grounding you into the earth with steadiness and ease. Now, connect with your breath once again. With every inhale, imagine you are making a deposit into your energetic bank account. Fresh energy enters, bringing strength and renewal. With every exhale, release anything that no longer serves you. Stress, maybe fatigue, or those old stories that drain you. Inhale, deposits. Exhale, withdrawals. Inhale, deposits. Exhale, withdrawals. So place both hands over your heart. Breathe deeply into this sacred center. And just visualize your heart glowing with radiant green or golden light. With each heartbeat, affirm silently. I honor my energy. My energy is sacred. I choose where I invest my energy. Feel these words resonate in your chest. Notice your heart expanding, becoming more vibrant with each breath, radiating energy into your entire being. Now imagine you are standing beside a flowing river of shimmering light. This river represents the infinite source of energy available to you at all times. I invite you to step into the river and allow this radiant current to wash through you, clearing old patterns, restoring balance, and fulfilling every cell with vitality. Visualize yourself fully immersed, glowing with this renewed energy. And take a final deep breath in, receiving this abundant flow of energy. And exhale with gratitude. And just sit with the experience that you have witnessed, observed, and experienced yourself. And know that you could return to this space at any time. So gently wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and just notice how refreshed, grounded, and empowered you feel. I invite you to carry this alignment into your day, remembering your energy is your true currency. Welcome back, everybody. Have you gained any more insight into yourself, or maybe into your alignment with your own personal currency? I just invite you to jot those down for your own reference so that you could go back and explore, maybe expand upon what you noticed or experienced. So we're heading into our last break of our show, and you are listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up and share about next week's exciting episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to stay connected in three powerful ways. First, to be sure to like, share, and subscribe the Dr. Dolores Show. Subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platform. Your reviews and shares help this message reach more people who are ready to awaken to their energetic wealth. Second, sign up for my newsletter at drdoloresfazzino.com. You'll receive exclusive insights, upcoming show updates, and a special gift. You'll get my free guided meditation on being in the present moment, a beautiful tool to ground your energy and reconnect with yourself. And third, if you're ready to take the next step and experience transformation on a personal level, I invite you to schedule a private session with me. Together, we'll uncover where your energy is leaking, release old patterns, and align with your true frequency so you can step into a life of flow, abundance, and ease. Just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to book your session today. And remember, your energy is your most valuable currency. Invest in yourself, protect your vitality, and watch how your life begins to transform. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's show. Energy is more valuable than time. And that is a truism. While time is finite, energy can be renewed and expanded when consciously managed. Time cannot be, okay? Every choice you make impacts your energetic bank account. This is something to really be mindful about. Your thoughts, emotions, and actions are either deposits or withdrawals. Are you making more deposits or more withdrawals into your energetic bank account? Something to really, you know, sit with and chew on that for a little bit. Energy leaks drain your vitality. Awareness is key. We talk a lot about that on my show. Becoming aware of where you unconsciously lose energy empowers you to reclaim it. So if you have a hole in your bucket, please patch the hole. If you have a hole in your garment, mend the hole. It's a lot easier than you think, and you will be more fulfilled and more radiant and vibrant when your energy is not leaking. You are sovereign over your energy. This is something that you need to really own. With boundaries, grounding, and aligned choices, you can protect and direct your energetic flow. And lastly, abundance is alignment. When you live in alignment with your energy, you magnetize opportunities, well-being, and fulfillment with ease. It's really that simple. It's like you're being in the flow of your life. So some closing points I just want to share with you. Your energy is the most sacred resource you possess. Unlike money or time, it is directly connected to your life force, your essence, and your soul. When you begin to see your energy as currency, you stop giving it away carelessly. You become a wise investor of your vitality. Every yes, every thought, every action is an energetic transaction. The question is, are you building wealth or going into debt? Are you making deposits or making withdrawals? By honoring your energy and making conscious investments, you create a life of abundance. Not from hustle or exhaustion, but from alignment and flow. One thing I want you to remember is that you are not here to simply survive. You are here to thrive, and it begins by honoring your energy as your most valuable and sacred resource. So I want to leave you with this quote. Guard your energy like treasure, because it is the most authentic wealth you will ever possess. So there was a lot to bite off and chew today. And my wish for you is that you embrace your sovereignty, step into your power, and really guard your frequency and energy, because it is your currency. Now, next week, I want to share with you, I have a very special guest who is going to be joining us. Her name is Dr. Helen Bertrand. She's a medical doctor. And she is going to be talking about life without pain. And we are doing that September 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Dr. Dolores Show. And she has expertise that helps people with their ability to work through their pain and transform their relationship with their body. So I'm really excited to have her as a guest. And, you know, share this with people that you know that may be having pain, either chronic pain or just PTSD or anything of that source. I think she would be a treasure trove of ideas and possibilities for people to help them move through their issues with pain and their pain body. Excuse me. It's been one of those shows. So with that in mind, stay tuned next week. We would love to have you, and share this with everybody that you feel could benefit for that, because we all know somebody who has pain. And chronic pain is there for us. So thank you for tuning in to my show. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to like, share, and subscribe on your favorite listening platform so you never miss an update. And join my newsletter at drdoloresfazzino.com. And as a gift, you'll receive a free guided meditation on being in the present moment. And when you're ready, I would love for an opportunity to work with you so that you can reclaim your energy and align with your true essence. Remember, your energy is the most valuable currency. So I just leave you with this. Where are you adding to your life? Where are you depositing? Where are you withdrawing energy from your life? Things are interesting, and when we are able to balance out our energy, you're going to become unstoppable. See you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.